eyes. Teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes.
The significance of this song is the fact that, as you probably all know, my first wife and I used to do ballroom dancing competitions, and this was a rumba, and it was our favourite song, actually. And whenever I hear it now, it still chokes me up, you know? But the only reason we gave up competitions was because we decided we wanted to buy our house. So we had to, the money had to go somewhere else, you know? As I said, whenever I hear it, it still catches me, sort of thing. She died 13 years ago, you know. You don't forget these things and how they do, you know. Funny enough, I bumped into my dance teacher about 2 years later, and she asked me if I'd like to come up to Hammersmith and train as a professional. But I never could, because it meant too much travelling, really. From Bracknell up to Hammersmith, and that may not seem very far. That's a hell of a way if you would go on public transport. Spanish Eyes, rumba, beautiful rumba. She used to love that song.
Prettiest eyes in all of Mexico. True Spanish eyes.
But it is, to my mind, just about the right sort of tempo. If it's too slow, to dance it correctly anyway. Mm-hmm. We actually started doing it in about 1964, and we actually gave up about 1980 when we started to buy the house. So we didn't do too bad, you know. We had reasonable success. Pontins and places like that we used to do very well. You know. I still know all the basic movements and everything, you know, for all the dancers.
Say you and your Spanish eyes were waiting.